Just full, just, you know, you just like, man, God, you are so good. Hallelujah. He is so good. So good. Wow. Man. I love new things, don't you? Amen. I appreciate some new things. Amen. God is good. Why don't you stand this morning and I want you to turn, if you would, to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Amen. And verse 1 and 2. Let's look at what Paul said to us this morning. I have a word concerning the new year today. I just want to share with you. If then, you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your mind on those things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. It's going to be a year of unprecedented grace and favor. Listen to me. It's going to be the church's finest hour as people discover the revelation of God's grace. The church is going to make a great impact in the world this year. Lives are going to be changed forever. Would you hold up your Bibles this morning and say it like you mean it today? Come on, say it, Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you turn around somebody and give them a virtual high five and say, it's going to be a great year of favor. Great year of favor. Amen. Extraordinary favor. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know this morning we serve an up God? We serve an up God. What I mean by that is God is always about bringing you up. He's not about bringing you down, but God is about bringing you up. Amen? And that's what the writer said. Paul told us, he said, if you've risen with Christ, seek those things where? Those things that are above. Hallelujah. Above what? Above this present age that we live in. There is so much stuff in this world, so many things going on. I could get on a thing for about a week and just talk about politics. I'm not going to do it, but I could. But there's so much stuff going on in this world and has gone on in this world. And if you look at this world, you could become very depressed. And by the way, you know, I always thought flu was for a season. Right? Anybody else ever heard that? Like it's flu season, right? Flu. Why has this thing lasted more than a season? Well, I've got my own thoughts on that. But I want to tell you, this is going to be a great year. A great year. Amen? Every year the Lord has a prophetic word for us and for his people. And we need to know what is that theme and what it reveals to us. Amen? So God has been so good to the church. Amen? While the world will seemingly get darker and darker, there'll be all kinds of things that will go on. I want to tell you, for the church, it's going to get brighter and brighter. Because Holly kind of alluded to it, we walk in the light and not in the darkness. I want you to turn over to Psalm 121, 1 through 8. Now listen to me. There may be new pestilence going on. There's already supposed to be a new COVID strain going on. COVID is the flu. COVID has been around forever. It is nothing new. Get your Lysol can and it says, kills COVID. But the world has blown everything. And I'm not negating that or saying it's not real. My father-in-law had COVID and had supposed to have gone on to the Lord. Well, they put him down as going on with COVID. But I have some other thoughts on that. But I want to declare to you, as the church in the body of Christ, we are overcomers. And we're not being overcome. Amen? Psalm 121 verse 1 says, a song of ascent, a song of ascent. Whenever you go to Israel and you go to Jerusalem, you're always going up. And when the psalmist would write a song that would be sung as they went to the temple, they would call it a song of ascent, a psalm of going up. Amen. And listen to what the psalmist said. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. I want to declare to you, our help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from our government. It doesn't come from a stimulus check. It comes from the Lord. I do not depend on our government. I depend on Jesus Christ to see me through. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you want to do something with your stimulus check and you want to give it away, go ahead and give it to the building fund. Turn to somebody and say, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Next verse. Look at this. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Next verse. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps you will not slumber. Amen? He will keep you will not slumber. He will not allow your foot to be moved. Next verse, look at this. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God is always watching over us, church. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Wow. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Hello? The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Listen to this last verse. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. God is our protector. Amen? God is not only our protector, he's our provider. This year does not have to be a year of fear, but of faith. God desires us not to be walking by sight, but be walking by faith and not full of fear. There should be no fear in your vocabulary this year. Why? Because we serve a God that has overcome fear. Amen? We serve a God that is so, so good to us that we don't have to fear. We only have to walk in his faith. We walk in his faith and we walk in his wisdom. Amen? And you are to set every trouble aside and begin to understand where you're seated at. We are seated with Jesus in heavenly places. 2 Corinthians 12:2. Look what Paul said. Paul said he ascended to the third heaven. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body or I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. The third heaven is where God's presence dwells. He dwells in us as well here on earth as his temple, which is above the first heaven, earth, and the second heaven, the universe. When the Lord comes back for us, this is where we will be with him physically. However, we do not have to wait until he comes back, because in the spirit, we are now present with him, seated with him in heavenly places. Look at Ephesians 1:19 through 23. Ephesians 1:19 through 23. Amen? I just want to remind you of your position today. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Wow. Which he had worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Amen? Next verse. Far above, everybody say far above. Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. No matter what name somebody would put on it or put on you, I want to tell you, Christ is above every name. No one what someone may tell you you have or don't have, Christ is above every name. We are seated with him and have that same power above all principalities, might, and dominion. Wow. Amen. Not only in this age, in this age, and in the age to come. Man, that is some powerful stuff when you get a revelation of that. Not only in this present day, he's talking about right now. He's not saying when we get there. He's talking about your position where you are right now. You are seated above all these things with all power, all dominion, all might in the name of Jesus Christ that is residing within you as a believer. You have the authority over anything that would come against you in this present age. Next verse. And he has put all things, he has put, I love the word all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Now let's just go on to Ephesians 2, because look what Paul says. Ephesians 2, verse 1. I'm going to give you a bunch of words, so just hang in there with me this morning. And you were made alive. Turn to somebody and say, I'm not dead, I'm alive. See, I once was dead in trespasses and sins. We weren't once were, but now we're no longer. That is no longer our position. We are no longer there. Sin has no dominion over you because of God's grace. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. Next verse, praise the Lord. Look at this. In which you once walked, that's the way you used to behave, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. That's how we once behaved, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and was of nature the children of wrath, just as others. Turn to somebody and say, that used to be you. It's no longer you as a believer. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great unconditional love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, all of a sudden, he made us alive together with Christ. How did he do it? By grace, you have been saved. You didn't earn it, you didn't deserve it, but God gave it to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not only that, but look at this. Not only that, but he raised us up together and made us sit, made us come to the place of rest, not work, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There is your position this year. A position of authority and a position of rest in Christ Jesus. Let's go on. This gets gooder and gooder. That in the ages to come, that he might show the exceeding riches of his favor and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. God is wanting to show out to us. What is he wanting to show off to us? His grace and his kindness. He is such a good father. Look at the last verse I want to share out of this. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God, because of Christ, has pronounced blessings over us, and because of Christ, has reversed the curse. There is no generational curse in Jesus. Just because your daddy was an outlaw doesn't mean you have to be an outlaw. Just because your dad died of cancer doesn't mean you die of cancer. Just because your dad had heart disease doesn't mean you have heart disease. Just because your dad was a bootlegger, you don't have to be a bootlegger. Come on, somebody. The blessing of the Lord is upon you. Deuteronomy. Let's go there just a moment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Let's look at the New King James. Amen. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey, listen to me, because I want you to listen to this. Holly spoke about this morning, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, aren't you glad Jesus kept the commandments? Aren't you glad he fulfilled every one? And he did that so the blessing would be reversed, or the curse would be reversed, and the blessing would come upon us. I command you today that the Lord your God will set you on high. Where? Where? Where are you seated? Where will he set you? He will set you where? High above. Everybody say high above. High above all nations of the earth. all nations of the earth. Christ has seated us high above all nations of the earth. This is referring to what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. Look at the next verse. Amen. I love this. Amen. And all these blessings, not curses, but blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Position always comes before provision. Position always comes before provision. And God has positioned you in the place of His grace and unconditional love that you can receive all the blessings that He has for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Lord has positioned us high above every circumstance and worldly event, and that is where we receive the blessings. Ephesians 1:3. Look at this. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed, praise. Praise. Paul was praising the Lord. You should praise the Lord right here because this is a good time to praise Him. Blessed be the God of your Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with every spiritual blessings where we are seated at in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. The word there that is every is pos in the Greek, and it means every kind of variety that you can think of a blessing. Woo! Man, that is a good thing. Hallelujah. God, you are so, so good to me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. As children of God, we need to stop living from the limited natural supply and get over to God's full supply of everything He has for us. Philippians 4:19, look at this, Philippians 4:19. God has full supply for us, not partial, but full. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ. You can expect every blessing to come your way. Amen? And they will overtake you because of Jesus' finished work and what He's done for us. Amen? God is good. God, listen to me. God can turn your darkest days into beautiful days. God can turn your darkest days into beautiful days. Would you look at Acts chapter 9 just a moment? Acts chapter 9, verse 36. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to dive into this just a moment. Acts chapter 9 and 36. At Joppa, there were certain disciples named Tabitha, a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. Turn to somebody and say right now, I'm so glad my mom didn't name me Dorcas. Come on, somebody. Chris, I'm so glad your mom didn't name you Dorcas. You probably wouldn't be married to her if she did, right? Amen. You're a blessed man, aren't you, man? Amen. This woman, Dorcas. Yeah, think about that just a second. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds. Joppa, the town of Joppa, which is Jaffa now, is in Israel. Joppa means beautiful. Beautiful, amen. Tabitha meant gazelle. And then that was translated into Dorcas. So Joppa is that present-day Joppa. It means beautiful. God has got beautiful things for us. Amen? Let's go on down to verse 37. I want to just kind of cover this. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Let me tell you something. Miracles take place in the upper room. Where God has called us and seated us is in the upper room. This was like the third story. If you remember, on the day of Pentecost, they were gathered together in the upper room. Where we are in the spirit and in our spirit man, we are seated in the third heaven, in the upper room with Jesus Christ. Miracles happen in the upper room. In the environment of the upper room, dead things come back to life. In the environment of the upper room, healings break forth. What you have and I have within me is the presence of the upper room, because that's where we are seated in Jesus Christ. Amen. Next verse. Amen. They laid her in the upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at this. Next verse. Amen. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when they had come, they brought him to where? To the upper room. When they came, they brought him to the upper room. And all the widows stood by him, weeping, showing tunics and garments that Dorcas had made while he was with them. Now, these ladies meant good. You know, they meant good. But I'm telling you, church, you've got to get past the distractions this year. You didn't hear me. You've got to get past the distractions this year. The world will be full of distractions. You've got to keep your eyes on Jesus. When Peter kept his eyes on the Lord, when he got out of the boat, he walked on the water, he was walking in miracle-working power of Jesus Christ because he kept his eyes on him. But when he took his eyes off of him, he began to sink. Thank God, even when we begin to sink, Jesus is there to rescue us. Next verse. Amen. But Peter put them all out. And 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 Peter put, listen to me, what we need to do this year is some things we need to turn off and some things we need to turn on. You need to start turning off the bad news that infiltrates your soul and gets into your mind and begins to corrupt you and get your thinking all warped. And get, well, listen, you can be informed without it affecting your soul. You can be informed and still have joy of the Lord as your strength. You can be informed, but listen, some people take so much stuff in, man, that it confuses them. They get distraught. They get anxiety. They get depression. They begin to look all around them. But I want to tell you this year, let's look to Jesus. Let's put our eyes on Jesus. Amen. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrew tells us. Looking unto Jesus, let's look unto him. Don't allow the distraction of CNN or Fox News or somebody else upset your apple cart. You keep the joy of the Lord as your strength. Peter put them all out. Amen. You know what? Jesus had to do this. Look at Luke 8, 51 and, through 55. Luke 8, 51 through 55. Look at this. Amen. Man, God, you are so good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Luke 8, there you go. When he came into the house, he permitted no one to come in except Peter, James, and John. We had some people walk in this morning, and I heard them pronounce their name. It was Faith, Grace, and John. I thought, that is so good. We've got Faith, Grace, and John in our church. We've got two faiths in our church. We got double faith in our church. If your name was Faith, would you wave at me right now? There's two of you. Amen. Did you know you had another faith back there? You all need to get in agreement with one another. Hallelujah. If your name is Grace, will you wave at me right now? Wow. How? And if your name is John, where's John? John. Grace. Actually, we've got grace, because John means grace. Thank God for grace. And he said here, Peter, James, and John. Peter, the rock, right? James, the supplanter. The rock, the law, was replaced by John, grace. That's who he allowed come in with him, and the father and the mother of the girl. Next verse, amen. Hallelujah. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping. It did not affect Jesus in his soul realm. Why? Because he knew what he was about to do, and he knew the authority that he had. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and, you know, sometimes you need to just get rid of some people you hang with. Come on, some of those people you hang with just to bring you down, they'll talk bad things to you, they'll talk about bad things. Sometimes you just need to get a whole new set of friends. Turn to somebody and say, uh-huh, amen. You don't need any drama mamas hanging around in your life. Come on, somebody. All outside, took her by the hand and called the little girl, saying, little girl, arise, I love Jesus. Jesus' authority was so cool. Jesus so knew who he was. His authority was so powerful. Jesus didn't get down and say a long prayer. Jesus didn't get down and beg the Father. He just knew who he was and knew what he had, and he said, little girl, arise. I love this. Amen? Look at the next verse. Then her spirit returned. Mm-hmm. You have a spirit, man. And the spirit returned. The spirit is what's bringing you life right now. And she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. God is such a good, good God. Put the negative things out this year. Receive the positive things into your life. Amen? Amen. Look at 1 Samuel 17, 28 through 30. When David is about to face the giant, look what happened. Look what come to him. Amen? 1 Samuel 17, 28 through 30. There you go, brother. You are so good, man. I honor you, my brother. Shalom. Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to these men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David. And he said, why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? What? You know, your family can be your worst enemy at times. I'm just saying. Come on, somebody. Because familiarity breeds contentment. You know, you're believing for something, you're standing for something, all of a sudden when your family member gets on the phone with you and it just seems to go downhill. I know your pride and your insolence of heart, for you have come down to see the battle. Next verse. And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? What have I done now? Look at the next verse. Amen. Then he turned from him towards another and said the same thing, and these people answered him as the first one did. You know what David did? David left them behind. Amen. David left them behind. David knew his assignment. David knew where he was going, and David knew his God. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to bless us. Amen. Like David, we need to learn to turn away from naysayers and say yes to Jesus. And say yes to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what we need to do. Look at, go back to Acts chapter 9, verse 40. Let's go back there a second. Amen. Acts 9, 40. And Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. You know, it's not about the position. It's about the heart. Amen. And turned to the body and said, what did he say? Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Immediately he spoke the word, just like Jesus spoke the word, Tabitha, arise, and she got up. Amen. Let me tell you, this year, keep on hearing and hearing the word of God and see beautiful days ahead of you. God has got beautiful days for us ahead of us. Amen. Keep on hearing the word. Look at Acts 9:43. I want to show you this real quick. Amen. Acts 9:43. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon, a tanner. There's two Simons here. There's Simon Peter and Simon the tanner. The tanner was one who made something beautiful out of leather. Amen. And this is what he said to us. And back over in Deuteronomy, I want you to see this, because Simon and Simon, it's really interesting. What he's saying, there's two Simons there in the verse. Simon means hearing. Hearing. Everybody say hearing. Hearing. There's double hearing here. There is a voice behind the voice. That's why Jesus would often say, verily, verily. He wants us to hear the voice behind the voice. So there's two hearing. Look at Deuteronomy 28:1 again, real quickly. Amen. Let's put it up in the King James if you can find it there, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. Hearken here is shema. Diligently is the same word. It's shema, shema. Hearken, hearken. When you keep listening to the word of God, your spirit will be filled with the truths and the promises found in his word. And when you begin to see many beautiful days as the word goes into your spirit and you hearken to the voice of God. The voice of God is this rhema word to you. Turn to somebody and say, amen. Romans 10:17. How does faith come? Look at this. We know this verse. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? Hearing, hearing. Hark, hark. Hearing, hearing. The voice behind the word. So faith comes. It is through faith that we access all that grace has provided us. Amen? Galatians 3:5. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:5. Look at this. Amen? He therefore that ministereth you the Spirit and worketh the miracle among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? This is going to be a year that we hear God's voice. Listen to me. This is going to be a year that we are overcomers greater than we've ever overcome. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is going to be the year that promises are going to manifest in your life. Matthew 7:11. Look at this. Matthew 7:11. Amen. Matthew 7. You don't have to stop and get a burrito here. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that what? Ask him. Amen. Let me share one more verse with you. Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mark 11:24. God, you're so good. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Would you stand this morning? Amen. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Can I share something with you out of this verse? You already have it. You already have it within you. Amen. So what do? You just believe and access it through grace. Amen. God has already provided everything that we need to life and godliness. I want you to raise your hands. We're going to make some new confessions into this new year. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to be a great listener of your word. As your word speaks to me, I receive it by faith through grace. God, thank you. This year will be a year of great grace, great faith, great exploits, and great miracles in my life. My family will be blessed this year because of me. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing that you placed within me. I receive it. I thank you for it. I give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I want you to turn to three people before you give the Lord a good hand clap of praise and say, favor is surrounding me like a shield this year. Would you do that? Come on. And put your hands together and let's give him some praise this morning. Hey, hallelujah. He is a good, good God.